Listen, you might be wondering why I look like a detective. Well, it's because I'm trying to figure out why you haven't realized your worth yet, okay? Why you are constantly underselling yourself to everyone and everything. So recently, I was meeting up with my friend, and she's a lovely woman. She's 20 years older than me, and she's such an amazing artist, right? So she made this like painting, and guys, the paintings that she makes is so detailed, like it's crazy. She works on these paintings for months on end. I came to visit her last week and I was like, oh my God, like I love your painting, the one in the middle that you made now. I was like, how much is that? And she goes like, yeah, that's $1,000. I looked at her, I'm like, how long did you work on that painting? And then she goes like, oh, I worked on it for 9 months. Okay, so you worked on that painting for 9 months and you're selling that for $1,000 when it's minimum worth 10,000, 100,000 even. And then I looked at her, I'm like, listen, you are underselling yourself. I go to art galleries, I'm very involved with art. Listen, some of the art I've seen, I just question mark, okay? I know that art is supposed to make you feel something. Yeah, it makes me feel angry. Like the audacity that some of these paintings have, because they're so bad, yeah, but they're charging such a high fee. And every time I walk around there, I'm thinking, my friend should be here. Like, she should literally be in one of these things and selling her paintings for so much. And then I asked her, I'm like, why do you undersell yourself? And then she goes like, yeah, because, you know, in this place, people, that's the only thing they can afford. Like, that's the price they can afford. I mean, I would love to sell it for more, but they can't afford it for more. Listen, my love, first of all, we're living in a city where there's a lot of wealthy people. First of all, so that's not true. Second of all, never, ever, yeah, go down in your value because of your environment. Your painting should have a set price. And if your environment cannot meet that price, then you change the environment. You don't go down for anyone, because that also makes your paintings look less than they are worth. Because when I look at your painting, I think that should be millions of dollars. But when you look at it, you undersell yourself. Listen, guys, I literally started painting, I think, a couple of months ago. I don't know. I work on my paintings for 2 hours. They are so ugly that they're good. They're hideous, yeah? But I am literally thinking in my head, you know what? I should open an art gallery. I should put my paintings, you know, minimum 100,000 for each painting. And I genuinely in my head believe that I can do that. This is how delusional I am. I am delusional, but I get the stuff done. And as much as my friend is underselling herself, I know you guys are underselling yourself too. Whether it's in a relationship, whether it's in a job, whether it's in whatever you're doing, I know that you're not realizing who you are and your value. And when someone doesn't meet that value, you go down in value. No! Hi guys, my name is Liz and welcome back to my channel. Okay, let's get right into it. First things first, you should influence the room and not just adapt to it. I hear this so many times. Just like I said, my friend who is selling her paintings at a lower price because of her environment. Or I hear my friend say, yeah, Liz, I can't find a good guy because this is just how guys are in this country. Why are you guys acting like once we are somewhere or we've been born in a country or whatever, we're like trees and we cannot move, you know? You don't find someone you like in your country, you go look in another country. I do not care, but you don't just go settle and lower yourself and accept bad behavior because that's just how my environment is. Or you constantly let people walk all over you because this is how it goes in my culture. Bullshit! You have the power to change things in your life. You have the power to move and go for what you actually want, but you are the one deciding to settle. See, you should be so powerful. When you walk into a room, that room becomes more valuable because they have you in it. You should be so powerful that when you put your paintings in a room, that room is more valuable because it has your painting in it. Do not undersell yourself to adapt to your environment. If you are here, we do not go down here to just make others feel comfortable. I need you to realize that you matter. Listen, I don't care how someone has made you feel. I don't care whether your parents have made you feel this small. I don't care whether it was a teacher, your culture, your toxic friends, your toxic ex. I do not care. You have the power to make your confidence go back up. You have the power right now to believe in yourself again. See, I can sit here all day and tell you that you matter, but if you don't realize this, and if you don't start acting like you matter, nothing will ever change. You matter to your loved ones, okay? You're important. You matter to maybe a stranger on the street that you smile to, and then you completely change that stranger's day or life, or you gave them a compliment and that completely changed them or made them feel better about themselves. You matter. You had an impact in this life, and you just matter because you're alive and breathing. You know how hard it is to survive in this day and age? You know, like, you should just be so proud of yourself because you're still here. Hey, God still has a bigger plan for you. Your mission on this earth is still not completed because you're still here. There's still things to be done. If your mission was completed, if nothing was about to happen anymore, you would not be here. Another thing is realize that not everyone should have access to you. You know how I always say I'm not better than everyone? That's true, but I also should not sit with everyone. Some people are not good for you. Toxic people are not good for you. People that drain you are not good for you. You're valuable. Your energy is valuable. Your time is valuable. Not everyone can sit with you. Okay? Energy drainers, vampires, people that just constantly want something from you. They shouldn't be able to sit with you. Choose your company wisely. If you sit with your company and after that you feel so bad, you're sitting with bad company. Sometimes we expand our minds. Sometimes we learn new things in life. And that's why we go to a next level, right? When we're at that next level consciously, we cannot sit with our old friends. And you might feel sad because you're like, you know what? I vibed with them so well when I was toxic myself, but now I can't. It's okay. It's time for you to move on, evolve, and let go. It's very sad, but this happens when you start healing. So accept that this is a part of life. Not everyone is meant to be forever. And I will say, I don't even believe in meant to be forever. I believe that we're meant to evolve and we meet people at those stages in our lives. So stop resenting or hating people for it or trying to force a connection. When the connection is not there anymore, it's okay to move on. Never doubt yourself because of other people's opinions. See, when I started out and when I was going viral, I saw opinions everywhere. I saw news articles, everyone saying I'm a narcissist, everyone saying I'm a bad person, blah, blah. But I know I'm a good person. I know I have pure intentions and I have a good heart. So I go to bed knowing who I am, okay? So those opinions couldn't influence me because I knew who I was and they didn't. If other people's opinions can make you sad, if other people's opinions can make you happy, then you're just their little puppet. Why would you want to be a puppet? Know thyself. Know yourself first before you know anyone. No one will tell you who you are when you know who you are. Understand that in life, people will perceive you the same way you perceive yourself. If you think you're not deserving of certain things, other people will also think that you're not deserving of those things. Okay? I see women, they're like, oh my God, why do I never get spoiled? Why does a man never do anything for me? Blah, blah, blah. You don't think you deserve it. You don't think you deserve that treatment. I know women that get spoiled. I know women that are housewives. You know how they think? Oh, they literally think that's the bare minimum. He should spoil me. They, in their head, it's no other way. In their head, this is literally how a relationship works. So for them, they get those type of guy because they don't settle for anything else. It's either this way or the highway. They don't compromise and be like, okay, you know what? You don't spoil me. It's fine. We'll still be together, whatever. And they be unhappy. No. If this guy won't do it, another guy will. They don't care. If I look at the women that don't get spoiled and I talk to them, they literally say like, yeah, but you know, it's hard for a man to do all these things. And then I see they're so frustrated and unhappy. But I told them, you know, this is the reality you create for yourself. It's your mindset. You think that it's hard for a man to take care of you, so you should help. So that's what you're creating. You see yourself as a confident and valuable woman, yeah, you will also not be around everyone, be everywhere, sit with anyone and let them have access to you. You will not do that. You will not behave that way. And other people, when they see the way you behave, will also not perceive you as insecure. They will also look at you and think, oh, she's confident. She has boundaries. You know, she likes people to respect her. So we should respect her. People treat you the way you perceive yourself. I also need you to realize that you deserve whatever you desire. I find it really weird when people say, no, you know what? I feel like I don't deserve that. Why not? Are we not on earth? Are we not suffering enough here already by just being alive? Why is it that we're literally just souls in a body, yeah, and we're just living a human experience, and then our imagination is so limited? We think like, oh my God, like, no, I can never be a millionaire. Why not? Money is an energy. Money is not that special. Why do we think this is only for a certain special kind of people? Are you not special because you're alive? You know what? I will say this. It is for a special type of people. It is just for people that think that they deserve it. And that's it. They don't even need to be talented. They don't need to have it all. Just people that think that deserve the high life, yeah, are the ones that get it. And people that are literally like talented, doing everything, but they feel like they're not good enough, those are the ones that never get it. And you are in control of whatever reality you want to create. See, if right now, me, right? I'm a YouTuber. I make my own money. I take care of myself. I spoil my family. If tomorrow I want to quit being a YouTuber, I want to quit helping people, and I just want to be married to a wealthy guy, I can do that. And then I will be in the reality of a housewife. I can choose whatever I make of this. If tomorrow I decide, you know what? I don't want to show my face anymore. I just want to be an author. I create books and I'll be an author. New reality, baby. This is how I will jump. And whatever I desire, whatever I want to create will happen. Also realize that people will try to project their own lack onto you. Like they will say like, oh no, you know what? No, I don't think you can do it. Like when I was starting out my social media, right? They're like, you know, you're not that special. Like, I don't think you can do it and stuff. I had literally friends that would tell me that. Like, I don't think you can do it. Like, no, you know, you should just go for a regular job. No, honey, you can't do it. I can. I can do whatever I want to do. I can be as big as I want to be and as I decide to be. But this is how strong of a character you have to have. Like, even though your family, your friends, they will tell you you can do it, you have to tell them, you know what? That's your opinion. And in yourself, you say, you can. You can do whatever you want. Because I'm telling you, baby, once they see you going up, they will be very quick to pull you down. Back to our level. Back to our level. Then you have to say, no, I'm creating a new level here. You guys rise up to mine. You guys are not good enough right now. Rise up. I'm not going down for anyone. So realize that you are an unlimited being. You are literally a soul in a body having a human experience. Why do you think that things are so hard to get for you? Huh? So God put you on this earth to suffer? Is that what you believe? Is that what you believe? To put you on earth to suffer? Is that a loving God for you? No. God wants you to win, okay? He's rooting for you. He is rooting for you. Now you have to start rooting for yourself, okay? You just, once you realize that, you know what? I'm an unlimited being. Like, literally, we're literally flying in the universe. Like, with gravity, that's it. Like, don't you guys understand how insane this is? And then you think like, you know what? Accomplishing my goals is very hard. What are you talking about? To stop the when I achieve this mentality, okay? I have this mentality of like, you know, when I get to this goal, then I'll be happy. When I lose the weight, then I'll go out and socialize or work on my confidence. When I start to look better, then I'll do this and that. Listen, my love, if you don't start now with what you have, you will soon come to realize that you never arrive. You think that any of this will make you happy? No. You have to be happy already with what you have right now. You have to start becoming happy with who you are right now. So when you do evolve, that you can stay happy. People make the big mistake thinking, if I have this amount of money, I will be happy. Then they have that money and they're not happy. They're shocked. They think, why am I not happy? I thought this was the goal. That was never the goal. The goal was to find peace and happiness already with who you are and then to evolve. When you don't do this right now, you will be in for a rude awakening and you will actually go into a big depression when you arrive. Because in life, we never arrive. In life, we never stop learning. In life, we keep evolving. You will realize that, you know what? Nothing can make us happy because we are the ones that can make us happy. So celebrate yourself. When is the last time you looked at yourself and said, you know what? I love you. You did such a great job today. I love you. I love you for accomplishing that goal. I'm grateful for you. When is the last time you've ever said that to yourself? Or do you say that to yourself at all? You know? You expect yourself to be a robot and a machine, and you're like, oh, I don't have any appreciation. I don't have any love. Do you give it to yourself? Huh? When is the last time you've given appreciation to yourself? When is the last time you thanked yourself for coming here, to coming to this point? When is the last time you thanked for yourself for even getting up in the morning and trying again? When? How do you expect other people to appreciate or love you when you can't even do that for yourself? When you can't even look at yourself and say, you know what, I'm proud of you. You did a great job. I love you. How do you expect that love from others then? I need you to realize that you can bounce back from anything. You know, life has put you through so many bad situations. Life has knocked you down, but who's still here? You and me are still here. We're still here, baby. And that is literally what you need to realize. We can come back from anything, you know, anything. There is nothing that will ever stop us. I saw this quote and it said, you can strip me of everything I have. I will smile and go get it again. And that is so true. That is literally my mentality. I might, you know what? I'm very grateful for what I have today, but if I don't have it tomorrow, I will go get it again and maybe even bigger. I'm a hustler. I've always been a hustler. I'm always gonna be a hustler for whatever it is that I want. I will not stop until I get it. Hey guys, this is the end of the video. I hope you guys enjoyed the video. I hope you guys learned something. And always remember, never ever make your value go down for anyone or anything. They don't think you're valuable, you go find someone else or somewhere else where they do. And when your value comes from inside of you and self-belief, you don't even care. You will not even care who thinks or who doesn't think you're valuable because you already know you are. I love you guys so much. And yeah, I see you in the next video. Bye-bye.